All right, all set. Hello. Start very soon, just gonna set things up and we'll be ready to go. All right. All right, let's get into it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 43, part 2 of Benny in the Booth podcast. Thank you so much for all your support to this point. Actually, just recently surpassed 90 subscribers on the channel. Big milestone. Looking towards 100 now. As we go into the future, if you are new here, hit the subscribe button down below and leave a notification bell on so you're notified when I go live or post a video. I decided to do two parts for this week's episode, with the trade deadline basically being the reason. There are a lot of trades to go over and even some signings too, but due to the all of it, I decided I wanted to do two parts, with yesterday being all the non-baseball stuff, though there is bonus for today, because something I just saw an article with a question that is so stupid that I have to bring it up. And then all of MLB weekly recap with all the trades that happened prior to yesterday's 6 p.m. trade deadline and mark, which there was a lot that went down. A lot of big pieces got traded. A lot of pieces that people were expecting to be traded did not get traded. All of that to be talked about with today for part 2 of episode 43. Before we get into MLB, I just wanted to pop up with this thing I saw, because this is just so ridiculous to me. So as I said in part 1, Deshaun Watson's officially, or as of right now, going to be officially suspended for 6 games, and NFL still has, I think, like another day or two, or might be this is the last day if they still want to try to act up upon or try to still get more games on the suspension. But as of right now, it's 6 games, and that means Jacoby Brissett, most likely going to be the starting quarterback, will be starting Carolina week 1 at Carolina, the Jets at home week 2, Steelers at home week 3, Falcons on the road week 4, and then the Chargers and Patriots games week 5 and 6. And just about before I was ready to start this episode, someone put out a thing on NFL app. I don't know if it was media question, it could be, or I didn't read much in the article because the question is just so stupid that I was just like, why is this even brought up? And someone was like, to with, I guess, in regards to Jacoby Brissett being the starter for six games, they're like, if you go 6-0, like, would you be wanting more to stay or, like, be the starting quarterback? I'm like, 6-0? Like, you want to tell me 4-2? Fine, I could get that. But you still, they have to be, you, in order to go 6-0, you're dealing with both the Chargers and the Patriots. There, he's not going 6-0. If he goes 6-0, I'd be utterly shocked. Now, don't get me wrong, he's a pretty good starter, but he is not someone that's going to go 6-0 in those six games. I'm sorry, but that is ridiculous of a thought to have that he's going to go 6-0. And that's even coming from a Browns fan who, yes, I would be happy if he goes 6-0. I'd be joyous, but realistically, it ain't happening. And even if it's more than six games, I doubt probably beyond six games he's going to go undefeated. Like, the Browns would basically have to have crazy run of offense, crazy run of defense. And right now they've had some injuries in training camp with their wide receiver core, which is going to damage any chance really of, I mean, nothing's like major injuries. It's more of like minor, but still though, like, well, I don't even know why that's a thought. NFL games start this week with the Hall of Fame game, but I'm not going to cover NFL till the regular season because who really gives an iota about the preseason except for the guys that want to try to eke out a roster spot before the season rosters come out at the end of this month and into next month. But I just had to start with that. It was so stupid. If you can make sense of it, let me know in the comments or live chat, but I honestly don't understand where the logic of him going 6-0 comes from. Out of the blue, random. I just don't. I don't know anymore. It was just, I don't know. It's whack. It's unexplainable, ridiculous. And I guess if it was a reporter who asked this, unless it was Mary Kay, who's like basically the big like news reporter for the Browns, to like people, that person should be shown the door. That is just ridiculous. But yeah, that was basically just the NFL bonus part of this episode. I just had to include it. It was just ridiculous. Anyways, let's get into MLB weekly recap. So I'm going to go general recap from just games first, and then I'm going to go over all the trades that have happened since we last had an episode of the podcast. But just from game standpoint first, starting from last Tuesday, I was looking at the wrong month. End of July, Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo went back-to-back, both solo home runs in the first inning in a 6-3 loss to the Mets. This is the 14th time this season that the Yankees had hit back-to-back home runs. That ties 2009 for the most back-to-back instances in a season in Yankees history. For the first time since 2018, eight-game losing streak, Miami won a game at Great American Ballpark 2-1 over the Reds. With a 6-3 Braves win over the Phillies, Brian Snitker won his 500th game as a manager. On the night where they honored David Ortiz before the game for getting into the Hall of Fame, the Red Sox lost to the Guardians 8-3. Brian Shaw made his first major league start out of the bullpen in 732 career games, went 2/3 inning, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. And the White Sox turned 4 double plays in a 2-1 win versus the Rockies. That's from last Tuesday. Last Wednesday, 5-run 5th by Philly in a 7-2 win versus Atlanta, 5-run 4th by Milwaukee in 10-4 win versus Minnesota. 6-run first by the Dodgers in a 7-1 win versus Washington. And with 4-2 loss to Oakland, Houston is swept for the first time this season completely. And I'm Fingley for Houston, Fingley in general for everyone else, by the last place team in the division. And four-run fifth by the Cardinals, including Albert Pujols hitting home run number 686 in 6-1 win versus Toronto. That's from last Wednesday. Thursday, Andrew Benintendi in his Yankees debut, he got traded from the Royals to the Yankees. We'll get into that trade in a moment. Went 0-for-4 with a strikeout and a 1-0 win for the Yankees. Aaron Judge walk-off solo home run is the only one run and one of only two hitter hits for the Yankees in that game. Trey Mancini hit it inside the park, 2-run homer in the 8th and 3-0 win versus Tampa. That would also be his last big moment as an Oriole, as he did also get traded at the deadline. We'll get into that trade very soon. 5-run ninth by Pittsburgh to turn it from 8-2 to 8-7, but still lost the game to Philly, 8-7. Matt Chapman, 2-homer game, 2-run homer in the 4th, and solo home run in the 6th, and a 5-3 win versus Detroit. He's starting to get things going, get things going for himself. 4-run second and a 13-0 win versus Colorado. I think that might have been out the Dodgers. I'm not sure. I don't know why and know who did that. Either way, and with 11 strikeout game, Ohtani has now 6 straight starts with 10-plus strikeouts, longest streak by Angels since Nolan Ryan in 1977 in a 2-0 loss versus Texas. Sorry about that. Last Friday, Joe Musgrove re-signed with the San Diego Padres, 5 years, $100 million, not the only new contract that was given out this week, aside from all the deadline moves. We'll get into that a lot more again, too. 8-run eighth by the Yankees, Andrew Benintendi, RBI infield single in it, first as hit as a Yankee in 11-5 win versus the Royals with Aaron Judge 2-homer game. He is now the second Yankee to hit 4 homers before August/ in 101 games. The other Yankee was Babe Ruth. Nolan Gorman 2-run homer and Lars Nootbaar solo homer go back to back in the 6th inning in a 6-2 win versus Washington. Seth Brown 2-homer game, both solo home runs in the 6th and the 8th. With saving 5-4 win versus the Rockies, Craig Kimbrel ties Dennis Eckersley with 397 saves all time. 5-run ninth by Texas in a 7-2 win versus the Angels. Marcus Semien hit a triple with error that allowed him to score / Little League home run in short in the 6th inning. And a 6-run fifth by San Diego in a 10-1 win versus Minnesota. Padres hit 5 homers. Luke Voit, 2-run homer in the 1st. Ha-Seong Kim, solo home run in the 2nd. Eric Hosmer, solo home run in the 4th. Manny Machado, 2-run homer in the 5th. And Jorge Alfaro, 3-run homer in the 5th. That's from Friday. Last Saturday, Luis Gonzalez, 2-run homer, and Joey Bart go back-to-back in the 4th inning in a 5-4 win versus the Cubs. Aaron Judge hits homer number 200 in his career, 2-run homer in the 2nd, and an 8-2 win versus Kansas City, second fastest 200 home runs in a career. 5-run 8th by Minnesota and 7-4 win versus San Diego. William Contreras had a 2-homer game for the Braves, 2-run homer in the 2nd, solo home run in the 4th, and 6-2 win for Atlanta versus Arizona, and 5-run 8th by the Angels and 9-7 win versus Texas. That's from last Saturday. Sunday, outfielder James Outman of the Dodgers in his major league debut, 2-run homer in his first major league at bat, RBI double in the 8th, and a single late in the game as well. 3 RBI, 2 runs, and 7-3 Dodgers win versus Rockies. 4-run fourth by the Giants, Jason 4-1 fourth by the Giants and 4-0 win versus the Cubs. 5-run fourth by Philly and 8-2 win versus Pittsburgh. Austin Riley walk-off RBI double and 1-0 win versus Arizona. 5-run fifth by the Red Sox and 7-2 win versus Milwaukee. And Reed Detmers threw an immaculate inning in the second inning, getting Ezekiel Duran, Cole Calhoun, and Charlie Culberson to strike out in a 5-2 loss versus Texas. Monday, Austin Riley was the other person to get a big contract, re-signing with the Braves, 10 years, $212 million. Other news, Matt Joyce retired, played for a bunch of teams, I think was on the Phillies last, and he's officially retired from baseball. Andrés Giménez is the first MLB player since Alberto Mondesi to get 4 hits, single in the first, second, single in the third, double in the sixth, and game-tying RBI single in the 10th. Hold on 1 second. And 3 stolen bases in one game. The last Indian Guardian was Kenny Lofton in 2000 and 6-5 win versus Arizona. And down 3-2 in the ninth inning, Minnesota put up 3 runs, capped off by Gio Urshela, 2-run walk-off home run to beat Detroit 5-3. And then yesterday, for just games recap wise, Jerks Profar had a 5-hit game, single in the first, single in the fourth, single in the sixth, 2-run double in the seventh, and double in eighth in a 13-5 win versus Colorado in the first game of doubleheader. I think it was actually between both games, but the second game Padres won as well. Jacob DeGrom making his first start since July 7th of last year, went 5 innings, giving up 3 hits, 1 run all earned, 0 walks, 6 strikeouts, got no decision because most of the runs that the Mets gave up were by their bullpen in a 5-1 loss versus Washington. Luis Garcia, go ahead, 2-run homer, and Yadiel Hernandez, solo home run, went back-to-back in this game. 30-year-old Joey Meneses hit his first major league home run in his major league debut in this game as well. 6-run fifth by Atlanta and 13-1 win versus Philly. Edgar Rosario had a 3-hit, 5 RBI night, 2-run infield single in the third, RBI double in the fifth, 2-run single in the eighth. Willie Adames, solo home run, and Rowdy Tellez went back-to-back at the sixth in a 5-3 loss versus Pittsburgh. Cole Long had a solo home run later on in the inning. Pittsburgh responded with 5-run sixth, O'Neill Cruz game-tying 3-run homer. Tyler Heineman go ahead RBI triple, and he has scored on a wild pitch. And 5-run third by Baltimore in 6-2 win, 8-2 win, sorry, versus Texas. Jorge Mateo had a 2-homer game for Baltimore, 3-run homer in the third, and 2-run homer in the ninth in that game. And that is a recap in terms of games. So now let's go over all the trades that have happened since last episode. Andrew Benintendi was traded from the Kansas City Royals to the New York Yankees in return for Yankees number 30 prospect, or I think number 21 prospect, Beck Way, TJ left-hander, and left-hander TJ Sikhema. Don't know much about the prospects, but so far the trades had some medium results for the Yankees. Reds traded outfielder Tyler Naquin and left-hander Philip Deal to the Mets for prospects Jose Acuna, who's a right-hander, and outfielder Hector Rodriguez, none ranked at the time of the trade in the Red system. The Cardinals traded Edmundo Sosa to Philly for Jojo Romero. Random trade that happened. The Cubs traded Chris Martin to the Dodgers, reliever for infielder outfielder Zach McKinstry. Interesting trade with interesting return. Was someone that was on like the potential going to be traded. Big trade that happened. Luis Castillo, the Red starting pitcher, got traded to Seattle for Mariners number one prospect Noelvi Marte, Mariners number three prospect Edwin Arroyo, Mariners number five prospect Levy Stout, and an unranked right-handed pitcher Andrew Moore. Big trade. That's going to very much help Seattle. And then the Diamondbacks traded outfielder David Peralta to the Rays for unranked prospect catcher Christian Cerda. The Cubs traded minor league shortstop Dixon Machado to the Giants for 30-year-old right-hander Reynald Espinal. The A's traded starting pitcher Frankie Montas and reliever Lou Trevino to the Yankees for Yankees number 20 prospect J.P. Sears, who's actually been in the majors a bit. Their number five prospect Ken Waldichuk. Their number 21 prospect infielder Cooper Bowman. And their number 10th prospect right-hander Luis Medina. Brewers traded Josh Hader, which was a big surprise of a trade, to San Diego for Taylor Rogers, Denelson Lamet, left-handed closer slash reliever, and starting pitcher slash reliever Denelson Lamet. Padres number 7 prospect left-hander Robert Gasser, and Padres number 28 prospect Esteury Ruiz. Not the only trade the Padres made before the deadline. The Cubs traded Scott Efros. Yes, future guest on the podcast got traded before the deadline. Got traded to the Yankees for Yankees number 7 prospect Hayden Wesneski. Dodgers traded left-handed pitcher Garrett Clevenger to the Rays for Herman Tapia. Nationals traded Ari Andrianza to the Braves for Trey Harris. Robbie Cano got DFA'd as well. And that wasn't the only big trade the Nationals made. We'll get to that very momentarily. The Mariners traded left-hander Anthony Mickiewicz, weird last name to try to pronounce, to the Royals for cash. Astros got Trey Mancini from Baltimore and right-hander Jaden Murray from Tampa Bay. The Orioles got Rays number six prospect Seth Johnson, who's getting Tommy John surgery, and Astros number 12 prospect Chase McDermott from Rays get Jose Siri from Houston, who's an outfielder, and they DFA'd Brett Phillips, who the Orioles picked up in a trade for cash. Red Sox traded left-hander Jake Diekman to the White Sox for Reese McGuire and a player to be named later or cash. The Reds traded Tommy Pham to Boston for player to be named later. Luke Weaver got traded by the Diamondbacks to the Royals for Emmanuel Rivera. Red Sox traded Christian Vasquez, catcher, to Houston for Houston's number 29 prospect Emmanuel Valdez, who's an infielder outfielder, and their number 30 prospect outfielder Willier Rayu. Rangers traded Matt Bush to the Brewers for infielder Mark Mathias and Brewers number 16 prospect left-hander Antoine Kelly. Astros traded Jake Odorizzi to Braves for Will Smith. Robbie Grossman got traded by the Tigers to the Braves for Chris England. Pirates traded Jose Quintana, starting pitcher, and reliever Chris Stratton to the Cardinals for right-hander Johan Oviedo and number 10 prospect in the Cardinal system, Malcolm Nunez. Stratton had pitched for St. Louis last night. Quintana, I think, pitches tomorrow or something like that for his debut. And then all the trades that were yesterday, right before the deadline. Orioles traded closer Jorge Lopez to Minnesota for right-hander Yennier Cano. Minnesota prospect, number 22 prospect, Cade Povich. Right-handed pitcher Juan Nunez and left-hander Juan Rojas. The Nationals traded, and this is the big one, Juan Soto and Josh Bell to the San Diego Padres for C.J. Abrams, Padres number 11 prospect, Robert Hassel III. Padres number 3 prospect, James Wood. Padres number 15 prospect, Darlin Susanna. Mackenzie Gore was also involved. And Luke Voigt. Some big pieces they got back in return, but it's hard to match up for what you get back for Juan Soto. The Marlins traded relievers Anthony Bass and Zach Pop to the Blue Jays for Blue Jays number 1 prospect Jordan Groshans. Right now, the Blue Jays do not win that trade because that's a heavy good prospect they gave up. Yankees traded Joey Gallo to the Dodgers for Dodgers number 15 prospect Clayton Eater. Padres traded Eric Hosmer to the Red Sox and their number 11 prospect Max Ferguson and number 26 prospect Corey Rozier and cash the Red Sox. Cash pretty much could fully cover Hosmer's contract for left-hander Jay Groom. Angels traded Brandon Marsh to Philly for Logan O'Hop, catcher prospect for the Phillies. Giants traded first baseman / DH / outfielder Darren Ruff to the Mets for first baseman / third baseman JD Davis, Thomas Szapuki, and Carson Seymour and Nick Zwack. The Cubs traded reliever / closer David Robertson to Philly for Philly number 26 prospect Ben Brown. The Reds traded Tyler Mahle to Minnesota for Twins number 7 prospect Spencer Steer, number 23 prospect Christian Encarnacion, and number 18 prospect Steve Hajar. Reds traded third baseman Brandon Drury to the Padres for the Padres number 11 prospect Victor Acosta. Angels traded Noah Syndergaard to Philly for outfielder Mickey Moniak, outfielder Jadiel Sanchez. Angels also traded Raisel Iglesias to the Braves for Jesse Chavez, reliever, and left-handed reliever Tucker Davidson. The Royals traded Whit Merrifield, who's unvaccinated at the moment, but probably will soon be vaccinated, being that he got traded to the Blue Jays in Toronto for Blue Jays number 16 prospect, second baseman / outfielder Samad Taylor, and right-hander Max Castillo. Yankees traded Jordan Montgomery to the Cardinals for outfielder Harrison Bader and player to be named later or cash. Yes, the Yankees traded away a very good pitcher, and technically Harrison Bader's on the IL, but he's a very good fielder, still a pretty solid hitter. I think they got a good return for Montgomery. Tigers traded Michael Fulmer to Minnesota for right-hander Sawyer Gibson Long. Giants traded Kirk Casale and Matthew Boyd to the Mariners for Michael Strifeller and catcher Andy Thomas. The Giants also traded Trevor Rosenthal to the Brewers who's a reliever / closer for outfielder Tristan Peters. Excuse me. Dodgers traded Jake Lamb, third baseman / outfielder, to the Mariners for player to be named later or cash. Brett Phillips trade, which was basically him to Baltimore for cash. The Cubs also traded Michael Givens to the Mets for Sal Gonzalez, the right-hander. Dodgers traded right-hander Mitch White and their number 19 prospect Alex DeJesus to Toronto for Nick Fracero, pitcher, and left-hander Moises Brito. The Padres traded Brent Rooker, outfielder, to the Royals for catcher Cam Gallagher. Cardinals traded catcher Austin Romine to Cincinnati for cash. Athletics traded Austin Allen, catcher, to St. Louis for right-hander Carlos Guarate. Blue Jays traded Jeremy Beasley, right-hander, to Pittsburgh for cash. The Guardian, and then the last trade is Guardians traded catcher Sandy Leone to Minnesota for right-hander Ian Hamilton. That was all the trades from the deadline. It was a crazy deadline. I think some people are saying the Nationals got fleeced, and in a way, I hear it. But they got a lot of good pieces in return. And yeah, Abrams has been struggling, and Mackenzie Gore's hurt right now. But those, and even Luke Voigt, Voight's a really good piece. But all three of those, but McGore and Abrams still have a lot of potential and are very good. And they seem to have gotten some pretty good and I know at least one, or if not both, I think one of the prospects they gave up that's all supposed to be very good. I think they got a good return. Wasn't enough, I'm not sure, but they got a good return for Soto and Josh Bell. So that's MLB Weekly Recap in terms of games and trades. So standings updates. AL East standings. Yankees still in first place, 70-35, ending on a one-game losing streak, followed by the Blue Jays, 58-45. At one point, we're on a seven-game win streak, ended on a three-game win streak, 11 big games back in the division, four games up in the wild card for the American League, followed by the Rays, 54-49, ending on a two-game losing streak, 15 games back in the division, wild card team as of right now. Orioles in fourth place, 53-51, ending on a two-game losing streak, 16.5 back in the division, a game and a half back in the wild card, which was also surprising for why they made those trades. Like, they're right now on the brink of playoffs. But then again, I was, like, listening to a podcast today, and they're like, they could do, and I was like, that is true. They could end up doing Aroldis Chapman from 16-17, as in they traded him just to give him off as a rental, but then bring him back next year, which could happen. He is a free agent after this year. And then the Red Sox in last place, 53-52, ending on a three-game win streak, 17 games back in the division, two games back in the wild card. That's AL East. AL Central, Twins in first place, 54-49, ending on a one-game losing streak, followed by the Guardians, 53-50, ending on a one-game losing streak, one game back in the division, one game back in the wild card, followed by the White Sox, 52-51, ending on a one-game win streak. They're starting to catch up, both in the division and the wild card. Currently, they're two games back in the division and two games back in the wild card. Tigers in fourth place, 42-63, ending on a one-game win streak, 13 games back in the division, 13 games back in the wild card. Royals in fifth place, 43-63, ending on a, at one point, around a five-game losing streak, ending on a one-game losing streak, 13.5 back in the division, 13.5 back in the wild card. And that's AL Central standings. AL West standings. The Astros still in first place, 67-38, ending on a two-game losing streak, followed by the Mariners, who I think, even though the Astros are double digits ahead, I think they got to start looking out for Seattle after what they did at the deadline. Even though Houston did get some pieces as well, but you got to start looking out for Seattle now, like, legitimately. 56-49, ending on a one-game win streak, 11 games back in the division, and are one game up in the wild card. Rangers in third place, 46-57, ending on a two-game losing streak, 20 games back in the division, 8 games back in the wild card, followed by the Angels, 44-59, ending on a one-game win streak, 22 games back in the division, 10 games back in the wild card. There were actually rumors that they might trade Ohtani. That did not end up happening, among other people that didn't get traded. Also, other people that didn't get traded, Hap didn't get traded, which was surprising. Wilson Contreras didn't, which also was surprising. Doc Peterson didn't get traded. Carlos Rodon didn't get traded. There are so many other names, but those are some of the big names that did not get traded at the deadline. And a good amount of those are pretty shocking that they didn't. Ohtani, maybe not so much, but definitely was interesting. White Sox actually tried to do trade, but didn't end up happening in the end. And then the A's in fifth place, 39-66, three, ending on a three-game losing streak, 27.5 back in the division, 15.5 back in the wild card. That is the AL West standings update. NL East standings. This is for the NL standings also in general. Mets in first place, 65-38. At one point, we're on a seven-game win streak, ended on a one-game losing streak, followed by the Braves, 63-41, ending on a four-game win streak, 2.5 back in the division, 7.5 up on the wild card, followed by Philly, 55-48. At one point, we're on a five-game win streak, ending on a one-game losing streak, 10 games back in the division, in the wild card if the game as of right now. Marlins in fourth place, 47-57, ending on a five-game losing streak, 18.5 back in the division, 8.5 back in the wild card, followed by the Nationals in fifth place, 36-69, ending on a one-game win streak, 30 games back in the division, 20 games back in the wild card. NL Central standings, Brewers in first place, 57-46, ending on a two-game losing streak, followed by the Cardinals, 55-48, ending on a two-game win streak, two games back in the division, and the wild card game, went in the wild card, if as of right now, followed by the Reds 42-61, ending on a 4-game win streak, 15 games back in the division, 13 games back in the wild card, followed by the Cubs 41-61. At one point, we're on a 6-game win streak, ending on a 3-game losing streak, 15.5 back in the division, 13.5 back in the wild card, followed by the Pirates 41-62, ending on a 7-game losing streak. No, at one point, we're on a 7-game losing streak, ending on a 1-game win streak, 16 back in the division, 14 games back in the wild card. And then the NLS standings update, Dodgers in first place, 70-33, ending on a 3-game win streak, followed by the Padres, 60-46, ending on a 4-game win streak, 11.5 back in the division, 3.5 up in the wild card standings. Dodgers, the first team to 70 wins to this point. And to this point, the only team at 70 wins right now. Giants in third place, 51-53, and at one point on a 7-game losing streak, ended on a 2-game losing streak, 19.5 back in the division, 4.5 back in the wild card, followed by the Diamondbacks, 46-57, ending on a 1-game win streak, 23.5 back in the division, 9 back in the wild card, and then the Rockies, 46-60, ending on a 4-game losing streak, 25.5 back in the division, 10.5 back in the wild card. As for the general standings, wild card, Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Seattle are the wild card teams in that order, followed by Cleveland. Outside of it, order goes as follows: Cleveland, Baltimore, Boston, the White Sox, Rangers, Angels, Royals, Tigers, and Athletics. For the National League, Braves, Padres, and Phillies are the wild card teams. Outside of it is Cardinals, Giants, Marlins, Rockies, Diamondbacks, Cubs, Reds, Pirates, Nationals in that order. That is a full standings update. For today's games, there's actually some games going on right now as we speak. The Mariners-Yankees game is getting ready to start. Luis Castillo is making his Mariners debut today. And the Diamondbacks guard against Gerrit Cole. And the Diamondbacks-Guardians game is getting ready to start very soon. Tommy Henry going for Arizona. Shane Bieber going for Cleveland. The Blue Jays and Rays game is going on as we speak right now. Blue Jays are up 1-0 in the bottom of the third with one out, nobody on. Yusei Kikuchi pitching for Toronto in that game. Philly and Atlanta game also going on. Middle of the third, 0-0 game. Braves are about to come up to hit at the time of the recording of this episode. And the Tigers Twins game is also about to start. Tyler Alexander going for Detroit. Joe Ryan going for Minnesota. For the games that are not right now, will be later on today. Baltimore at Texas at 2:05. Kyle Bradish going for Baltimore. Texas has Martin Perez on the mound. Red Sox at Astros at 2:10. Rich Hill going for Boston. Jose Urquidy going for Houston. Royals at White Sox at 2:10. Brady Singer going for Kansas City. Lance Lynn going for the White Sox for Chicago. Mets at Nationals at 4:05. Chris Bassett going for the Mets. Anibal Sanchez going for the Nationals. The Reds at Marlins at 6:40. Mike Minor going for Cincinnati. Sandy Alcantara going for Miami. Brewers at Pirates at 7:05. Milwaukee has Freddie Peralta on the mound. Pirates have Tyler Beattie on the mound. Cubs at Cardinals at 7:45. Justin Steele going for the Cubs. Miles Michaelis going for the Cardinals. A's at Angels at 9:38. Oakland has James Caprillion on the mound. Otani going for the Angels. Rockies at Padres at 9:40. Chad Kuhl going for Colorado. Blake Snell going for San Diego. And then Dodgers at Giants at 9:45. Julio Reyes going for LA. Alex Cobb going for the Giants. And as this week, that is a weekly recap. And that's part two and full part of this week's episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for watching. If you are new, subscribe to the channel. Down below and leave a notification bell on so you're notified when I go live or post a video. And if you rather audio, I'm also on audio on all sorts of platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and etc. You can find the links in the description box below. Go follow me on there, leave a review, and turn notification bell on so you're notified when I post an episode. I will be posting this episode tomorrow, as I did not record it as I was doing it on YouTube. I'm gonna just download it from YouTube and then put it on audio. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.